According to Voices for Illinois Children, while some services are still partially funded as a result of court orders or the availability of federal dollars, others are falling apart without state funding. Policy analyst Lisa Christensen-Gee says senior care, after-school, and domestic violence programs are among those hanging by a thread.
Individuals who are being turned away from service providers, who are not able to get therapy for their developmentally delayed toddlers and babies, it's overwhelming, frankly, the degree to which these things are not just theoretical and they're happening right now.
Among the findings, with the state's only sudden infant death syndrome prevention provider down to one employee, assistance is reduced that could prevent accidental infant deaths. The lack of state funding also has ended conservation-related services for hunting, fishing, and wildlife. Mary Sherman reporting.